With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President-elect Trump rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange this morning. He was there to celebrate his selection as Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2024.
It is an honor, and this is a double, because usually they don't coordinate the Man of the Year or the Person of the Year with the ringing of the bell. And brilliantly, you picked them both at the same time, and you were all friends, and you said, let's do it.
President Biden is granting clemency to nearly 1,500 Americans in what the White House says are the most ever in a single day. In a statement, the president said he's extending mercy to federal convicts who have shown successful rehabilitation and a strong commitment to making their communities safe. He's also pardoning 39 individuals who were convicted of nonviolent crimes, such as drug offenses. Also at SRNNews.com, thousands of residents in Malibu, California remain under evacuation orders and warnings from the Franklin Fire. The blaze has destroyed several structures. This homeowner says it will be some time before his family is back in their house.
I don't think we'll be able to live there for, 6 to 12 months, best case, is my sense, because the roof has, they chainsawed a hole in it, so that's got to be redone. Many windows were busted, all the decks are done.
Wholesale inflation accelerated in November. It's another sign that some price pressures remain elevated. The government also reports that applications for jobless benefits jumped to their highest level in 2 months. South Korea's president has defended his martial law decree as an act of governance and is denying rebellion charges. And as for any attempts to impeach him, the South Korean president says he's going to fight to the end. This is SRN News. A New Jersey megachurch is packing a lot of meals.
1.2 million, in fact. The congregation of the non-denominational Liquid Church, which has campuses around the state, has put together those care packages for distribution to poor families overseas at Christmas. 6,000 volunteers did the work of putting together the meals, which will be delivered by the group Rise Against Hunger. People in Zambia will be the primary recipients. Zambia is one of the poorest nations on earth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vandals in Australia have torched a car and sprayed graffiti with anti-Israel slogans in a Sydney suburb. This attack comes just days after federal police established a task force to investigate such crimes. Authorities say the town where this latest attack took place is home to Australia's largest Jewish community. Last week's arson at a synagogue marked an escalation in anti-Semitism there. This is SRN News. One of professional football's most successful coaches is headed to the college ranks.
Six-time Super Bowl winning head coach Bill Belichick has agreed to a 5-year deal to become the next football coach at the University of North Carolina. The school announced the hiring Wednesday. That came roughly a week after the 72-year-old Belichick's name surfaced as an unlikely candidate to replace the program's winningest all-time coach in Mack Brown. The deal still requires approval by UNC trustees. Belichick won 6 titles in his 24-year run as head coach of the Patriots and had been linked to NFL jobs in the time since. Most of his success came with quarterbacking great Tom Brady. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
L.A. police say a Hawaii woman who vanished last month has been found safe. Her disappearance prompted a massive search. The woman's mother and sister said they are grateful she has been found alive and safe. More details at SRNNews.com.